Haley clearly remains very busy, as does Mike Powell, another star in his 70s, who is well known in East Anglia. David Clayton says Mike is still steaming on. He's been entertaining crowds for decades, and here is David Clayton to tell us how Mike Powell is still coming up with new ways to keep audiences happy.
Mike Powell will be watching the new Railway Children film with interest. This remake of the famous 1970 movie presses our nostalgia button for Lionel Jeffrey's wonderful adaptation of author Edith Nesbit's classic book. It's now 52 years ago, but Suffolk-based entertainer Mike remembers it well. He had a small part in the film at the pivotal moment in the story when the children's father is reunited with daughter Roberta, played by Jenny Agutter. "I'm a passenger and say hello to her on the platform," Mike explains. The story being, we all knew her father was on the train, and until the steam clears in that memorable scene, she doesn't. How Mike landed the part was unusual. He was working as a DJ at a big nightclub in Leeds called Cinderella's. He noticed a party of people come in who were older than the usual crowd. He mentioned it to the manager, who told him they were shooting a film nearby. "I got chatting to Lionel Jeffries, and he asked if I'd play him a request. I said I'd play it if I could have a part in the film," laughs Mike. It was a cheeky remark, which he didn't expect to be taken seriously. A fortnight later, a letter arrived offering him the minor role. So he's there, fleetingly, in the original Railway Children film. Mike has had a lifetime in show business, and he's still busy in his 70s. He was born in Pudsey near Leeds, and while doing his O-levels fell into DJing. "It was at the local Conservative Club dances. My job was to climb a stepladder and change the white light bulbs into coloured ones to add a bit of atmosphere. Then I got to do the odd 10-minute spot playing records. My fee was free entrance and two orange juices." His interest in DJing grew, and he ended up at the top-ranked club in Leeds. However, he went for what he calls a proper job. "I started as an apprentice electrician. I had to walk half a mile to get a bus at 6 a.m. on a freezing cold morning, find a seat on the top deck in a fog of smoke, and then stand around again in the freezing cold watching someone demonstrate trunking. As we broke for a cup of tea in a hut full of more smokers, I excused myself and never went back. I'd lasted 45 minutes. It was clear to Mike that £5 a night at the top rank for a few nights was far preferable than £5 a week as an apprentice electrician. He never looked back. As the 70s arrived, Mike had spotted the trend for mobile discos and set himself up with 10 sets of equipment, and after doing a deal with a big brewery, had lots of his DJ mates gigging around South Yorkshire. Adding another clever twist, Mike booked some cabaret acts to appear with the discos, and this combination took off too. While doing one of these disco cabarets, he met the manager of a holiday company who liked the idea and hired Mike to take these shows around the country promoting package holidays. It was around this time, in the mid-70s, that Mike came to East Anglia working with agent John Sutton. It was also around this time he stepped out from behind the disco to front the shows with his own act. "I'd been working up my own comedy routine," he explains. "I'd seen and worked with so many acts, I simply adapted what I'd seen to work for me." The East Coast has always been a fertile ground for good all-round entertainers, and Mike found himself busy around the many holiday venues. But it was another sort of venue which offered him the next stage in his career. After a booking at a sergeant's mess, the chance arose to take a show over to a military base in Germany where not much entertainment was being provided for the British servicemen and women. Mike came up with another innovative idea. He purchased some video gear, filmed one of his shows, then took the video around various bases and picked up lots more work. "I'd come up with the concept of look before you book." He used the same idea on more holiday promotional bookings, offering a video to sell trips abroad, for which he picked up commission on every holiday he booked. Mike was, by now, taking his own band of entertainers to foreign holiday resorts for Continental. Eventually, he formed his own Sunshine and Stars business, where he took on the role of tour organiser and mine host. I've taken parties to Madeira, Orlando, Mallorca and Morocco. And he's still doing trips a couple of times a year. Ever the innovator, Mike has now turned his skills to hosting a new type of quiz, which he's taking around venues in East Anglia. You don't need paper or pen, he tells me. You just download an app and use your phone or tablet to answer questions. It's clear he's never stood still. So back to that appearance in the Railway Children. I wondered what he was paid. £45, I think, Mike replies. Was he in the credits at the end of the film? Oh, I'm not sure, he laughs. Better check next time it's on the telly.
Thank you, David.